You're tuned to the National News Show of Texas. It's Texas Standard Time. Earlier this week, President Trump staged a gathering of law enforcement officers from around the country to thank them for their service, hear their concerns, and a certain Texas sheriff, Harold Evanson of Rockwall County, decided to take the president up on his offer to open his ears. And it all went down something like this.
Would anybody like to make a statement?
Mr. President,
yes, sir.
On the asset forfeiture, we've got a state senator in Texas that was talking about introducing legislation to require conviction before we could receive that forfeiture money.
Can you believe that?
And I told him that the cartel would build a monument to him in Mexico if he could get that legislation.
Who's the
back.
State senator? Do you want to give his name? We'll destroy his career.
Yes, we've heard that clip probably on the nightly news. Perhaps you've heard it on NPR. Each week, this business of asset forfeiture now, each year, police confiscate millions of dollars worth of property from people who never committed a crime. But wait, it gets better. Police can keep the proceeds from the sale of items confiscated, cash, cars, houses, anything, even when no criminal case is filed. And getting that property back is a Kafkaesque nightmare. A famous New Yorker article profiled an East Texas town where civil forfeiture had become little more than literal highway robbery. The DA would threaten drivers with criminal charges, even promising to have state authorities remove kids from parents unless they waived rights to the property. This is all sanctioned by state and federal law. And what about reform, that reform that Sheriff Evanson was likely referring to? Well, no one knows which senator he was literally referring to for sure, but there is a bill, and it's co-authored by Senators Juan Chuy Hinojosa, a Democrat out of McAllen, and Republican Senator Connie Burton of Colleyville. They say that the civil asset forfeiture system in Texas needs to be overhauled to stop what is sometimes referred to as policing for profit. Senator Burton joins us now to explain. Welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on.
You see this as policing for profit? How so?
Well, you know, a lot of people use that phrase. I don't use that phrase necessarily. I come in as a property rights issue, not to mention the Fourth and Fifth Amendment issue,
uh-huh.
Right? So there's lots of things rolled into one on this particular civil asset forfeiture concern I have. You should not be able, the government should not be able to take and keep somebody's property, and then that person have to prove that they didn't do what they are accused of. It's all backwards in this particular issue. What I'm looking to do is have a criminal conviction before your property can be kept by the government.
So just to be clear, if the government's going to take that car or that money, they're going to have to get a conviction. They can't just keep it and convert it into, say, funds to pay for the new police station.
That is correct. That is correct. And I don't think that that is too much to ask. In fact, it is exactly what needs to be asked instead of how we have it currently.
Some people see this, I mean, as sort of being backwards to begin with, that if,
right.
if police can make a seizure of something, in rem, I guess is the way that the lawyers refer it to, if they make that seizure in advance of making a charge, for example, right? I mean,
that
something
is,
seems
exactly.
to be backwards about that process.
Exactly. And that's kind of what I was trying to allude to earlier. It seems completely backwards. Now, I want to be clear here, because it's not that I don't want law enforcement to have the tools that they need to have to get the bad guys, right? We need public safety. We need them to be able to do, to get the people that are convicted, that are, you know, violent criminals, drug dealers, those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
I welcome that. I want them to have the tools needed. However, I also am, you know, as an elected official, what government is supposed to do is protect the rights of its citizens. And this clearly infringes on it. And so, you know, when you've got the ability, again, of government infringing on the rights of innocent victims, there's something wrong with that. And that's why I want to fix it.
But now here's what a police officer would likely say, and I bet you've got an earful of this. We're out there on the streets. We see something. We know that there's a connection between this a fancy car, this pile of money, or this fancy house. We know there's a connection with some kind of illicit activity. We don't have that yet. Why allow, say, the drug trafficker to hang on to that, use those assets in the meantime while we're trying to build a case? It's making it tougher for us to do our jobs.
Right. And I get that argument. And there should be some tension here, right? Because, again, they're the ones that see the bad guys all the time. But I, again, am here to protect the rights of citizens. And so there needs to be that tension between the two of us, because their job is to get the bad guys, and I want them to. But you cannot do that on the backs of innocent victims, right? We cannot infringe on those who are innocent just because we say we need to get those who are truly doing wrong. My view is that we always need to err on the side of individual rights first. And so when we begin to infringe on those rights just because we say we're going to get the ones that are, the bad guys, as I seem to be calling them this morning, is wrong in my
Senator, is there something that happened to you or maybe to one of your constituents that got you interested in this to begin with?
There really isn't. I've had that question several times, and I keep trying to go back in my memory and think, was there one particular incident? There was not. It's a big issue, particularly in my district. It's talked about quite a bit. And, it was something that I frankly wasn't aware of, years ago before I got involved in politics. And it just became somehow, some way, I became aware of it and was just instantly shocked and couldn't believe that we have it, that we have this in place. And so, instantly, like I said, I'm a personal property rights. What elected officials are to do is to protect the rights of innocent victims. This clearly infringes on them. It's something that needs to be changed. But mainly I want to get back to the fact that, like I said, it is something that is it's a big issue in my district. And what's nice about it, and I don't mean this about the actual, the fact that you can have your assets taken on a civil charge. What's nice about it is that it crosses boundary political lines, right? I mean, this is not one side versus the other. This is everybody across the political spectrum, many across the political spectrum, that believe this is wrong and it needs to be fixed.
Senator Connie Burton of Colleyville, thanks so much for taking time to speak with us on the Texas Standard.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me on.